Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Did you have one? Did you ever do artwork that said, "My husband's days are numbered"?
No.
Okay, just...
You, Rob. Facial is a sexual term.
Only if you have a dirty mind. I've never heard of such thing. I never even heard of the word before I met you.
Carla!
Just saying.
And now she uses it.
I've never heard of that word either.
She uses it all the time.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
You know, it's weird to predict that the Giants are going to lose and then still be depressed that the Giants lose.
You are a complicated man.
Well, at halftime, it was within striking distance.
Very much so.
Oh, yes.
But then, you know, the inevitable happens as they implode and the fight's on the field.
Is there a part of you, like my grandfather used to always pick against the team he wanted to win? So no matter what happened, he had something to be happy about.
No, because I'm too much of a partisan. The only reason I picked against the Giants this week is I really believed they wouldn't win, and of course they didn't disappoint. But at the same time, as I'm watching, as Oscar mentioned, the first half, it was kind of fun.
Right.
And, sports just far too important in my life. Even in my own life of hitting a little round ball hitting the egg, not fun and not a good thing. And the
you sound a little like Trump as you were fading off there. Not fun.
Yes. Yes.
Sad.
Hello, Kentucky voters. Get out and support the candidates. Yes, sir.
Did you hear who was in Manassas yesterday?
I am going to give you a big treat, Kentucky. I am going to pull the hair off Rand Paul's head and reveal the blue veiny monster that is underneath the abominable Dr. Fives.
Do you think it would come off like a toupee or like the string on the top of a bag of dog food? It would just unravel.
He was in Manassas?
Yeah.
My old stomping ground?
Bernie Sanders was in Manassas.
Ooh.
Oh, Bernie Sanders was in Manassas.
And and Uncle Joe was in Sterling.
Did he know he was in Sterling?
I don't think he did.
Just ask.
Well, he said, Sterling. I can't go there. There's no train station.
Sterling,
Virginia. It's just off Route 7.
Early days of the Don and Mike Show. He said, "Where are you from, ma'am?" Sterling.
Can I ask you a question, Mike? And I know that we have to get to some business here.
Yeah,
but,
we do.
Just quickly, when is this?
What business
feel,
what do we
is,
have
when
to
is this
get?
Field? When is this? It's a surprise.
When
is this field going to narrow? When are we going to get like one or two candidates? Iowa?
February.
That's right. When Steve Bridges throws his hat in the ring.
February. It's going to happen. Okay. February. And
this feels like a lot of, you know.
I'm like every Democratic voter. I can be blown in any direction.
Hey, good for you.
Hey, now.
No, I really
can't. That's a category.
I can go with any. First of all, I'll vote for all of them. I like them.
Right.
And, but I mean, as far as, this whole thing about electability and all that, it's interesting. But I, too, believe it or not, I, too, have tired of the constant drumbeat. And I've tired of all the talk, because the bar is so low now. That things that 10, 15, 20 years ago would have been horrific are not even thought about anymore.
Yeah.
I have two things to bring a smile to your face. One is regarding this. I got a text from Julia last night saying, what time do the polls normally open? I said, I think 6 a.m. Sometimes it's 7. And then I said, but you're registered to vote here and you're in Richmond. She says, oh, no. I arranged for that. I changed where I cast my ballot. Julia has already voted in her first election.
Oh, look at that.
All right, please enlighten me as to what's going on in my former home state. What is going on in Virginia?
Is it a Comstock situation?
It is not a Comstock situation. Today we are voting on the delegates, and all of them are on the ballot. So
you mean the local representatives?
Exactly. And
state representatives, state senators, that type of thing?
It is election day in the state of Virginia, and that means that this is going to be the first finger on the pulse of what Virginia will do next November. So this is a pretty exciting day. Oh, but I'm so proud that I got before 7 a.m. Julia held up her picture of her I voted sticker.
Oh, that's really?
That's my girl, huh?
Good well, for her. Yeah. Taking part in the process. Who should vote for?
During the holiday season, I will have both of my daughters coming down here to West South Florida, so I'm very excited about that. Elizabeth confirmed a visit before Christmas yesterday, so I'm delighted to see my daughters, and she's coming down with her Ming.
Oh,
Ming.
Well, yeah. And you know, it was a trip down memory lane. My first ballot I ever cast was an absentee ballot in Richmond, and I voted for Ross Perot.
Oh. Really?
Yeah.
Would you like to know about the first time I voted?
Yeah.
I voted for William Howard Taft.
The fat candidate?
Because I thought that any president who was so fat that he required a specially made bathtub was my kind of guy.
And I'm glad to know you haven't changed, because that's why you hired me as an intern. Same reason.
Yeah, I said, God, you look just like William Howard Taft.
Perfect.
We've got the tub for you. So
it's very, very exciting.
I've got another piece of good news for you, and Oscar is in on this, but we need your wife.
Yes, we need Carla.
If you could bring her into the studio, that would be pleasant.
Carla. Carla.
Carla.
She's here.
Well, bring her in.
My son, this is day two of sick day, and he's not. He's under the weather, but
day
he's bouncing
2019.
Around. So, well, you know, he can't say in. Stay in bed.
He peeked he in. Looked he looked. In. He looked
Wasn't
good.
It nice having a little visit?
Yeah, I
loved it, yeah.
Carla! Sorry.
Well, that's
it's a gentle way of summing it.
Loving.
Carla, are you in the living room?
Exter.
Yeah, it's like my mom would yell at me.
You have like a small
I'll
bell?
Do it, I'll do it yeah. gently. I'll yeah, be yeah, more yeah, gently. Yeah.
Break
right.
it.
Please come in here. Yeah, that's my gentle way of doing it. Remember when you were a little kid? It's like, I don't want to.
Well, that's a little
attitude.
Rupert Pumpkin when he says, Mom, I got to do this now.
Did you just give me attitude?
No. She was taping her special tape.
Hello.
Them your new
hello.
Hi, Carla.
Can you see her?
Oh, wow. That's quite a t-shirt. Yeah, quite a t-shirt.
Oh,
nice. Yeah, that's how you guys roll in Florida. God bless you, Mike.
Right. Can you go down a little bit and show everybody?
You're a confident man. I don't know if I'd be okay with that. But God bless you. God bless you. Very smart.
Yes.
Will
you be invoicing her for that time?
The young me, the single me says that's perfect.
It is perfect.
If I was Mike O'Mara, I would not let you out of the house.
Right into the microphone.
Has anyone asked you about it since you have on your shirt, ask me about my facials?
Not yet, because this is the first day I'm wearing it.
So. All right. So
keep us posted.
Keep us updated.
And tell Mike every day when you come home, and tell him if they're male or female, please.
Yes, I'm going to get one that says, have you had a bro facial lately?
I don't like your hangs on other men. But I guess that, why are you looking at your watch as soon as I started talking?
Because I'm getting a phone call.
Congratulations, by the way.
Thank you.
Is that your business number?
No, actually.
Oh, I was hoping it was someone asking about a facial.
Hi, Carla. Can you rub on me?
Oh, stop.
Yes. That's dark.
Well,
Mike!
Yes, I can.
A premium.
Mike, I know that this is, I would like to change the mood if I could, because I actually hold in my hand a proclamation.
Oh, look at this.
I shall read from it right now. Whereas Carla O'Mara has completed her training to be a licensed esthetician, and whereas the TMOS fan club is aware of this momentous achievement, and in recognition of her hard work, and as a celebration of Carla pursuing and achieving her goal, the TMOS fan club is proud to present this check in the amount of $1,020 to Carla O'Mara in celebration and recognition of her graduation. Congratulations, Carla. You are now fully qualified to specialize in the beautification of skin. You are loved. You are appreciated. With love from the TMOS fan club under the direction of Jolene White.
Wow.
Are you kidding me?
Such loving, giving.
There's been a lot of sneakiness.
Mommy just got a present from the fan club. What do you say? Come over here and say thank you.
That's so sweet. You're welcome.
There's been a lot of sneakiness going on for the past few months.
Like Max Headroom there. Sorry,
and it's been very fun to watch.
I'm overwhelmed. Like, I really don't know what to say. I am. That is really kind. Whoever participated, thank you
very
so much.
Sweet.
We had the best listeners ever. I will get more t-shirts made.
Oh, look at
that. No, that money would buy a nice set of golf clubs.
Mike,
I don't think
how dare
so.
You? It's for her.
Mike, that money is easily doubled by putting it on the mark that says black. And then you have lots of money.
Yes. T-shirts.
So I guess Jolene's the one that set this up.
She's got a list of names.
Coordinated it, and but everybody, okay. a lot of people participated. Yeah.
Definitely. Thank you, Jolene. Thank you very, very much.
Thank you, fan club.
Isn't that so nice?
Very nice very sweet.
Oh, yeah, we will get you that money.
What do you say? What are you looking at me for?
I don't know what to say. I'm like,
you're so bad at getting something nice.
I really
you can tell
bad
it's genuine, Mike, because you've been saying that forever. You've been saying that forever.
Michael, would you like to say anything to the fan club that gave Mommy a nice present?
Thank you, guys.
You know what, Michael? Sweet. This could save the barn.
Yes.
There he goes. All right, everybody get out of here.
I'm sorry. I am bad at receiving stuff. I really am.
So is my wife.
I'm sure you've this heard is, the story yes, of when yes. Mike proposed to me.
Yeah.
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 Which was also a
major disappointment.
That was also organized by the fan club.
Yes.
I do.
A similar response.
A lot to me. Thank you, each and everybody. Never
This is exactly how it should have gone. This is perfect.
My son mugging for the camera.
Today is a YouTube day.
What?
I want to show you guys something funny that I did.
All right, get up on there. All right. Let's do it.
Be a first for this show. All right.
That was
funny. Okay. All right.
Remember, anybody, if you're ever in the Southwest Florida area.
Yes.
All right. You don't take a gift and then hawk your business.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Always be selling.
Congratulations.
That is very sweet. All right. Now everybody, just do you have somewhere to go or something?
Yeah, I have a lot of things. Yeah.
Take care. Yeah. Bye. Bye-bye. See you later.
Very busy.
Mike, you're so loving and supportive.
Yeah.
Thank you. No, I am supportive. Yeah. Go. Yeah. It's just weird walking next to a woman 20 years younger than you with ask me about my facials in the middle of a Costco.
Hmm.
Anyway, hi. You know what? All right,
certainly.
So that's incredibly sweet and kind and delightful. And that's completely
amazing.
Unexpected.
It's so great. Yes. We have the best fans.
We have the greatest people in the world.
Ask me about the fan club. Maybe we should make shirts like that.
That'd be
ask
good.
Me about the fan club. We'll see you all in Las Vegas soon. And look forward to hanging out with all you guys. What a wonderful thing. Now, moving on to the next order of business here.
Yes.
And would we please, because I happen to peek ahead, may we bring the commissioner in, please?
Of course, for a major announcement.
Major announcement.
Major
game-changing, would you say?
What a week it was. Yeah, I know you peeked ahead, too.
It's probably a sad time for Fantana.
He lives it.
Mm,
all right.
Mm.
This is very exciting.
Tough to shake that T-shirt, Mike.
What does that even mean?
She's got them in a variety of colors.
Oh, I bet.
Oh.
It's a sea change.
Isn't that something?
Isn't that something?
By the way, we discussed it yesterday before you gave the results. We all picked the Cowboys.
Yes.
You all right?
Yes.
You okay there?
Oscar's funny sometimes.
All right. Sea change in the commissioners here. Maddie.
Hi, Maddie.
Hello.
Hi, Maddie.
Wow, what a week it was. I just felt it was very important today to, at the very beginning of the show, before the surprise, which I didn't know about, I would like to get everybody to, this is what I wanted to leave
hear
with
ye,
today.
Hear ye,
this is super important that we get our picks on record
all
today.
Right, all right, all right, all right, all
it
right.
It was a good week for one of you.
Oh,
yes, it was.
Yeah.
And it is closer than ever.
Oh, no. Yes,
it's tightening up.
Gross.
And we had a tie.
Tie?
We had a tie, Rob and Oscar. At 8-6. And Mike, you blew him away with 12-2.
What?
Oh, my God.
Wins. Two.
You're
don't
like
go
a professional
what? Like, you don't
handicapper.
Know what it is, Rob. You know the results.
I know. I've been there before.
You know the results. You get the results as soon as you get the email. You open it up.
Who was the guy that Johnny Carson played that could tell the future?
Well, it wasn't. It was a guy that could predict answers. Karnak.
Karnak. You're Karnak.
Hi-o.
Thank you.
He's Mike-ack.
Really, I picked the Niners, the Texans, the Eagles, the Dolphins. Big pick there.
Yes.
By the way, my two compatriots both picked the Jets. The Chiefs, the Bills, the Seahawks, the Raiders, the Chargers, the Broncos. And I have to give Oscar Santana credit because Oscar and I both picked your Baltimore Ravens to beat the Patriots.
No one said it could be done.
They did.
I should have a toenail pulled out with pliers on picking the Redskins. And the Patriots. I just blew it.
The Patriots is fine. The Redskins
is a
bad
pick
all around.
Terrible.
Yeah, terrible.
No, I mean, of course you picked the Patriots. How would you not pick the Patriots?
Well, you didn't.
The majority of America picked the Patriots.
They can't go a perfect season.
Well, I will tell you that going into the picks this week, it was the least prepared I had ever been.
Oh,
I mean, I was winging it like you wouldn't
boom,
be.
Bam, boom, bam,
I truly
bam.
Was winging it. But I will say that the Dolphins to finally win a big game against the Jets.
You called
it. They were very excited. Bye, family.
Mike.
Bye.
The Dolphins.
Bye. Why are you looking at me? Oh, you're welcome. She doesn't think she reacted. You reacted fine.
She should be questioning that T-shirt, Mike.
Oscar says you should be, and I'm going to repeat this. Oscar says you should be. Oscar knows exactly where I'm looking to, through the window. Oscar says you should be worried about that T-shirt.
Did she smile and wave back?
All right, would you like to pantomime for it? Michael, look at the wall over there, okay?
God. Next
Hide
time, have
your eyes, kids.
Yeah, next time, have Maddie look at the wall, too.
Okay? Tell Maddie to look at the wall next time, too.
Sorry, Maddie.
I like the second part of pantomime, Mike, where you were crying.
Yeah, there's 70-year-old men making that gag for me, okay?
Of course, yeah.
So Oscar's not the only one. There's a, you know. Yeah,
well, I will say you have larger cojones than anyone I know because I am an open man, and I've let girlfriends in my life do certain things and been like, it's not a big deal.
It's what she is in the business of doing. She gives people facials.
Okay, Mike.
Beautification of skin.
Not for nothing. All right. And we, you know, let's focus on the win here. We can talk about that in the body of the show. I have some thoughts. But go ahead, Maddie. I'm sorry. Once again, please.
So
Maddie.
Overall,
yes.
The gap is closing with Mike.
Where will I buy my jeans?
And Mike at 79 and 54.
Mm-hmm.
Rob at 82 and 50. And Oscar at 84 and 48.
Oh, my God.
It's tight.
If you
tight.
Shopped, if you shopped for your jeans at the Gap, they'd have to add another wing.
feeling pretty good, aren't you?
You stopped at those sizes like during the Carter administration.
I did shop at the Gap when the Gap was
Gap
open.
Gap XL.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. That's
Speaking
what, that's
of that,
my
I'll
favorite
be,
spreadsheet.
I'm going to be going to the Thornton Melons today. I'm going to be deciding whether I'm going to go dressy or cash.
Oh, fantastic.
I'm not quite sure.
What
very,
about
very
dressy
excited.
Friday, casual somebody. Saturday? Maybe.
I like that. Or flip it.
I might wear shorts on Saturday because it's casual.
How about a like,
nice,
Saturday.
Bold, stripy shirt?
Okay, so where does this leave us? Within striking distance of
I'm
each other?
I'm going to reach through the monitor and get you to... What?
It couldn't Excuse get me. That's a very
dollars
vague.
Are on the line. There's real money on the line.
Striking distance.
Well, yeah, give the record at 79 and 54 for me.
How many games?
82.
There's five games in between Mike and Oscar and two games in between Rob and Oscar.
So the total spread of five games. I mean, there was a five-game spread between you and Oscar this week. This could switch on
there
a dime.
There are technically eight games left, correct?
Yeah, it's
eight
halfway, weeks. Yeah. Halfway through, I think.
Mm-hmm. I have been sucking for most of the season. This is my first real winning week, and I'm very excited about it. And I'd really like to thank all these wonderful teams. And by the way, the Colts, come on. All right. Anyway, so I'll have to figure out how to do it again next week. It's very, very exciting. And Madam Commissioner, you're doing just
marvelous
an incredible job.
Oh,
thank you.
Simply marvelous. Thank you. You may be excused now. Go back to Buffalo. Thank you. Thank
All
you very
the way
much,
back
Maddie.
To Buffalo.
We appreciate that.
Thank you, Madeline.
That's that. We appreciate that. That's Madeline Massiello.
Perfect.
The first daughter of Buffalo.
Thank
now,
you.
Now, Mike.
Yes.
This is your show. Mm-hmm. Couple things we need to address. I think we definitely need to address is one the marketing campaign and how it was born in the body of the show.
Right.
Right.
And then when you found out about it. Like, is that something you sanction? Because you technically.
The facials?
Yeah.
Let's bring her back in. Okay. She's here.
Is she here?
Carla. All right. Oscar wants to talk about the T-shirt. All right. Come here. I'm going to take the headphones off so you can hear. Okay.
I come in here as a uninvolved third party. All I can offer is
almost a documentarian. You're
I would
sort
say
of like
yes,
the Ken
yes,
Burns of
yes.
this.
How did this? I think it's a brilliant marketing campaign.
Mm-hmm.
Probably for I would say a single woman. If I'm really calling it how it is, but you can pull that off because you're striking. You probably have a beautiful team working with you, so it's catchy.
Myself.
Okay, well I'm That's just saying. Right. Let's say if you expand, always hire attractive people. That's what I would say
of
for
course.
You.
Either men or women.
Men or women. It doesn't matter. Yes. When the marketing
Matt Flowers Santana calling.
Yeah, did you hear the door lock behind you when you came in because Oscar hit the button?
Where did the marketing, how was it born? Was it a team effort?
What born?
The marketing the slogan. The
motto.
Ask me about my facials.
It was something my brain came up with.
Okay. This is a solo effort.
Yes.
Oh, wow. Did you test this on any of your maybe team members in school and say, what do you think about this name?
No.
Oh.
So I just did it.
You just did it. Did you?
Went out and I did it because I'm a go-getter.
Wow, look at that. That's perfect.
Was it something that developed or was it something that sort of was hatched, fully formed?
You like, said, no, ah, I was just thinking about it. Different slogans. I wanted to get 12 different shirts with different slogans on them, but it was cheaper to get one slogan.
Smart.
So I thought.
Right. Smart, smart. What were, let's say, two other runner-up slogans?
Ask me about my bro facials.
Oh, okay. That's something that is probably... not a direction you'd want to go in, but the other one would be.
Yeah. I would think that might make people Google things.
Yes.
Because they say, I kind of know what
I
that is.
I was thinking about, I don't know, other things.
Just like
facial. I'm on the spot now, so no, I can't say.
Did you have one? Did you have one? Did you ever do artwork that said, my husband's days are numbered?
No.
Okay. Just.
F*** you, Rob.
I think it's genius.
I do too. And
also, and Mike, you are a saint among saints. You clearly are supporting Carla in her endeavor. And she's got a...
When he says that, it really worries
me. God bless you. What's going on here?
Nothing. We're
facial is a sexual term.
Only if you have a dirty mind. I've never heard of such thing. I never even heard of the word... before I met you.
Carla!
Just saying.
And now she uses it.
I've never heard of that word either.
She uses it all the time.
This is that word.
This is a funny show.
Are you writing down the time, Rob?
Yes, I am.
No, Rob, I've never heard of that word. I said it in a deposition. I'd never heard of it.
I had to write the word down, Carla, because I have to look it up later because I don't know what it means.
Okay. Right,
thank you.
We wish you the best of luck.
Absolutely.
We're here for you. We're here to support you.
And just remember, I do back facials. So
I got a back facial this morning.
Oh, look at that.
And that's
No, you got a body scrub this morning.
I got a body scrub this morning.
Oh, look at that. That's nice.
I do body wraps, too.
That's so sweet.
Yeah.
Okay, look, you're radiant.
All right, I'm uncomfortable with this. Go.
It doesn't show.
I love you. Thank you.
Bye, guys.
Bye, Carla.
All right. All righty. Make my
and what do we take away from that? This is a very educational show. We're teaching words all the time.
Woo. Woo. Go make money. Yeah, I can tease this. There is a chance that Mrs. O'Mara will be out in Las Vegas and that some people might be very, very fortunate to get some of her. Everything now sounds dirty to me. Some of her services.
I just can't believe she said that word she'd never heard before. Said it so flippantly.
Yeah, because she's an innocent.
Of course she is.
That's right. If she was innocent, I love you. I love you. She's looking at me unsure. Fine. Cute. God.
Woo. All right.
Woo. Mm.
Woo.
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 All right. Well, got nothing to say. Let's start the show.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Johnny.
Hiya, Ma. How's my best girl?
Oh.
You got her what she had left, Ma.
I love him, but someday I'm gonna knock him on his ass.
What you cooking, Ma?
Beer.
With noodles. Great idea. So, Ma, what's new?
Well, me arthritis, that's new. And then one of the muscles in me calf is shriveling up. Also, I'm losing sensation in the left side of me face, which I think is the beginning of a neurological disorder. But the rest of me is in the pink.
Ma, I don't want you living like this. I don't want you doing other people's laundry.
What are you saying? Give up me career.
Well, maybe you ought to retire.
I couldn't consider retiring. Not so long as I can still give good laundry.
Where's Tommy?
Don't be talking to me about Tommy.
Why not?
I'm dropping out of law school so Sally and I can be married, and there's nothing you can do to change my mind. Sally's place is in the home, and I intend to support her, and I'll do anything. Shine boots, drive a hack, blow glass, anything.
Johnny, please. Talk sense to him.
Can't you see you're breaking your mother's heart, Tom? Why, Tommy? Why?
I can't say it in front of Mom.
What can't you say in front of Mom?
Nothing, Mom.
I know what you can't say. You want to get laid.
Mom!
You want to hump your brains out. Ba-boom, 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 ba-boom.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
Mom!
Come on, Mom!
Live from the Podcast Village Studios in our nation's capital, Washington, D.C., this is the Mike O'Mara Show. Great to have you with us, all the way from Short Pump, Virginia. Oh, they're voting down there today.
Yes.
Galena, Illinois, Red Lion, Pennsylvania, Overland Park, Kansas, Frisco, Colorado, and Kilkenny, Ireland.
Yes, don't you know?
Oh, my, you give good laundry. Our show today brought to you by Ring. Let's talk about Ring doorbells, the best. Ring's mission, to make neighborhoods safer. There's not a week that goes by, at least down here in my neck of the woods, where we don't see a Ring doorbell catching somebody doing something they shouldn't do.
Mm-hmm.
That's why neighborhoods are being made safer with Ring. You know, they have the smart video doorbells. They have cameras that protect millions of people everywhere. They help you stay connected to your home from anywhere in the world. So if there's a package delivery or a surprise visitor, you get an alert and you're able to see, hear, and speak to them all from your iPhone or your regular phone or any phone you have. I have the Ring floodlight cam. I keep track of Maine. I use it for fun, too. They're going to get some snow up in Maine later on this week, so I'll be checking out. That's one of my favorite things to do, to check the weather up there. And I check it 2-3 times a day. It's the best. As a TMOS listener, you have a special offer on a Ring starter kit available right now.
Wait a second. Be clear. When?
Yes. With a video doorbell and motion-activated floodlight cam, the starter kit has everything you need to start building a Ring of security around your home. And for a limited time only, now through November 8th, you can get a free solar sign with select devices. Just go to ring.com/TMOS. That's ring.com/TMOS.
This thing is
so
cool.
A free solar sign.
What happens is during the day, the solar cell absorbs energy from the sun to power it. At night, it lights up, and it's a sign in your yard that says, this house is protected by Ring security. So people aren't even going to bother you.
That's perfect.
It's so cool.
Tell the Ring people that.
Like a solar sign?
Yeah, great.
Welcome back to the show. Thank you again, because we were doing all that shtick there. I'm blown away by the generosity of the fan club.
Over the top.
And, you know, she's getting started with the business.
Wonderful.
As so many people reinventing themselves have done. And as somebody who was in the court reporting world for a very, very long time, I can only tell you this, and I really do believe it with all my heart. She just loves this type of stuff. She loves taking care of people.
Well, she's
making
so
people
perfect
look better,
for it.
And she loves it. She is totally into it. I didn't know this when she came to me and said she wanted to get some training to do this for a living.
Tony.
And she loves it.
Yes. We have to do everything we can to get secure URLs. I imagine that one is taken. We got to support Carla is what I'm saying.
Absolutely.
All right. I appreciate that, and the listeners are into it.
Type in askmeatmyfacials.com, see who owns that.
Oh, yeah. I'm looking up everything about facials.
No. Pody.
Oh, sorry.
You jerk.
That's disgusting and inappropriate.
These are work machines. We have a team full of females and males. That doesn't work these days anymore, right?
Absolutely.
This is
all right. Well, she's very grateful. Zoo.
Actually, Mike, I went to that website and there's a video. Okay. It's a
Okay.
Thank you.
You like that?
Thank you. Thank you. Listen, I'm watching the quarterback for the Cleveland Browns. Is it Baker Mayfield?
Yes, it is.
Is that the guy?
Yes.
This dude shows up at the stadium with a full beard, comes out with like the Fu Manchu during the game, and then just has a little mustache at the end of the game. Okay. Hey, Browns fans, if your quarterback is focusing on that during when he's at the stadium, you have serious issues. But it did get me to think about our boy Rob Spiewak, who wrote yesterday that I have to talk about your beard. I have no idea what's going on. Right now, you're starting to go into like Letterman land.
Yeah, you see, it happened like the beard was the beard for a while, and then in 2 days, it got to look like I was on Little House on the Prairie. I look like Isaiah Edwards, and I just started.
You grow a beard faster than anybody that's not like dark skin.
Or the Unabomber.
As far as usually you think of an Italian guy with a big, heavy black beard. You grow a beard like nobody's business.
And I've always kept it fairly closely trimmed. I've had facial hair for all of my adult life, pretty much. But then, I woke up. Exactly. My mom hated it. Tickled. Mm-hmm. So
there's a new man in town.
But, I wake up and I started to, check the length of it. And it's really
angry.
It's angry long.
He's got an angry beard.
And so here's the deal. I don't like it so long on the sides. And every morning now I'm having to comb it. Because when I wake up, it's like all over the place. Mm. So I get up and I shower and I shampoo it and I comb it out and it looks okay. But I know it's really long. Although I'm not averse to the length down here on the chin. I kind
of
dig that.
Have you ever thought of, I actually have beard balm here. Have you ever used that?
What is that? Something to use to blow up a beard?
No. Beard balm.
Oh, not a beard balm.
Actually, help you control your beard. Have you ever had that, Mike? Have you ever used it? No. Balm.
Oh, B-A-L-M. I've never used it. No.
I think so because there are different options.
I love
for you.
The applicator.
Keep it.
So my question is, you have an option here. The angry side is. That kind of makes you look like, a hobo.
Yeah.
Which there's nothing wrong with that. Everyone has their own look.
Sure.
I think it makes you, can I be honest with you?
Yeah.
I think it makes you look a little older.
Does it?
I think it makes you look it kind of lengthens you. It makes you kind of, with the gray on the side, it kind of makes, you get a little, with that length, it gives it kind of a Basset hound.
If we're being honest, can I add something to it?
I love when he starts the sentence like that.
I know.
Or may I is probably the best way.
No, it's the honest part that hurts.
Okay. It makes you look dirty. Like, it really does. Like, you look like a dirty dude.
Okay, because here's what I was thinking of doing. A dirty dude.
Can I amplify that
please,
a little
please.
Bit? Just a few years back, I was involved rather actively with a certain group of people.
Yes.
That like to ride motorcycles.
Oh, okay, I know right? where you're going.
Every effing one of them had the beard you have right now.
Really?
Every
I thought it was more of a Van Dyke goatee type club.
Well, but I mean, they were always long.
Okay.
The long beard. And I understand that the young guys that play professional sports and a lot of people
Anthony
that are
Rendon,
young that have the giant
if you're an athlete,
bushy beards, it's a different world. But I'm talking when you get over 50, 45.
Yeah, and I'm closing in on 50.
I have seen beards that are so gross that are too long. Too long beards. I've kept my beard trimmed
forever. You have.
Forever.
You always
I've
have.
Always kept it
and
trimmed.
Shaped. But I think that I don't think it's at the gross length. I think what I'm going to try is I might leave it a little longer. Pardon me.
Let me explain something to you.
Yeah.
The beard that you have right now, and you can take the sides off. You're right. It was kind of a goatee, but maybe it was a full beard too. And there was a guy that had a beard like that, maybe even a little longer. And the mustache hairs that are on the upper lip are longer than the lip, which makes me want to retch.
No, that's not okay. As a matter of fact,
and he walked up to me. I had just gotten a brand new motorcycle. I'll never remember the guy's name, but it was a wonderful moment because there were all these people there and there was a meeting of this organization and Carla surprised me back in the day.
I remember
this
that.
Motorcycle was like the greatest.
Very sweet.
It was the greatest gift I've ever gotten. I had tears in my eyes. I, unlike Carla just a few minutes ago, react
dead
emotionally
eyes.
When I get
dead
properly.
Dead inside.
It's what is known as the right way.
She's not dead inside.
No, Shannon does the same thing to me.
Yeah,
same thing.
Just,
and I'm like,
there's not a reaction there. There's not a reaction.
I'm going to pretend I didn't see that. Yes.
I give a reaction that's like I get. When I was at the golf tournament years ago and I would tell people that my listeners put this package together, I was telling people and I would get emotional about it.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I reacted.
Because you have a heart, Mike.
But
it grew two sizes too large.
Yes, that's right.
This guy walks up to me and said something along the lines of, that's a beautiful mic. And he was a close talker, and the odor that came out of his mouth was the rotten teeth of corpses going back to the 1800s.
A long beard can catch debris.
Yes, this is true.
It was. I got the lip hair was long, the nose hair was long, there was ear hair, and whatever was going on inside of that mouth, it was everything in my soul not to say thanks for your kind words, Nosferatu. Will you please back off a few feet so I can
in
breathe.
My Thank defense you. And a response to that story, through this beard growing, I have kept the mustache trim because I cannot stand it when it goes too long like that.
I think you got to trim a little more.
But I haven't done a true beard trimming.
Oh, okay, good.
And what I'm thinking about doing is at least trying, because I've got a little few days before we hit Vegas, to clean up the sides and maybe leave a little length down at the bottom and see how that goes.
And then if not, I'll tell you what Oscar and I would appreciate.
Okay.
If you put as much effort into the
your appearance
thinking and the the thinking of the show,
thinking.
As opposed to what dandy things you're going to do and trim what and what dress you're going to wear to the big show. I would, you know, I mean, because
these pictures
you
do.
Hold on, I'm
going to
give him a compliment. Okay. Here. I'm going to give him a compliment. You do like great thing. The live performances,
oh, fantastic!
Both of you, I have said this. You know, both of you, I've said this for years. Doing this show, we do our live shows. It is a joy because you two are as into it as I am.
Yes, right.
And that's fantastic. But I think you do get a little too occupied with, you know, I don't. Let me tell you why I don't, because I think you need to accept the reality that I have accepted.
Okay.
We are, no one really gives a rat's ass what you and I look like. And maybe a little bit more for Oscar.
No, though, they've given
Oscar's, no, I think people care desperately what Oscar looks like.
No, there. I'm more into what some of the people in the audience are dressed like.
Yeah, right?
True.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah,
I just want to look tidy.
We're there to dance.
Tidy.
Dance, clown, dance.
You get into, you know, you get into like this thing way too much. I think that the jackets and the tuxedos.
I appreciate that.
That's a big deal.
It's a big deal.
I like
nice
that.
Touch.
But I mean, nobody gives a rat's ass.
I think it's show busy. It's in a show busy world, though. I'll say that.
But I haven't, here's in my defense, I've not given it much thought. It's just sort of happened.
It's top of mind now.
Have you thought about maybe going with the comedy on it? Like maybe take, because you've got a sculpting pad where you could do.
Oh, the beard.
You could do
something.
Like, what is that? What would be the big lamb chops on the side,
you know,
connected to the beard?
With no chin, almost like an Abner Doubleday thing.
That might be a look you
would
could
be
go
fun.
To.
Mm,
you can do anything. Look at the palette he's got.
I've got a massive block of clay. It's like Michelangelo used to say. I've got the marble. I just have to let the sculpture out.
Maddie, you're the only female team member at the moment that's in-house in studio.
Well, Pony's close.
Yeah, Tony. Pony is close, Tony. What do you think, Maddie? What do you think of...
Of Rob's beard?
Yes.
I think the word would be unintentional.
Which is right next to unkempt.
And he didn't mean for it to happen, and now it's just kind of existing.
Yeah, I'd say she's pretty dead on.
Unintentional show title.
What are you looking to do with your facial hair? What are you gonna? You're obviously not going to go on stage like that.
No. I am going to.
You got to dye it. You got to dye it. First of all, you got to color it.
Thank God! I thought he meant D-I-E-T.
No. He's got to color.
Could you dye it a color?
Well, I've got my Just for Men ready to go.
Absolutely. No, I mean a color.
Like what color would you like?
Like a Linda Herr color.
like about Timos red. Timos red.
Like purple or pink or something.
Maybe the Pantone number.
I would prefer not, because I think if it's darkness, it would be hard for it to take color except for the gray. So it would just look like red stripes.
What about jet black?
Jet black might be nice.
That'd be funny.
Boy, that would be cool.
That'd be so good. You'd look tough. Really you cool. would look tough.
Hey, all right, let's do this. It's just add value added.
Yes, of course.
Yeah. For Friday night show. If you're not going to both of them, sorry.
Yeah.
We're doing two shows. Friday, you do the big reveal.
I was thinking that it might be a better reveal on Saturday.
Why?
Because that way we make sure people come that second night. It's a little carrot in front of them for the second night.
Well, people are going to...
No.
What's that defeatist attitude?
No, it's not a defeatist attitude
at all.
We're going
to have an empty theater on Saturday night?
No, not at all.
What's going on with that, Mr. Negative?
Not negative
at
all.
We're sold out for Saturday.
Yes.
All right.
People already bought tickets. You don't think there are going to be no shows?
I don't mean that.
You're tapped into these people.
I'm not saying
that. More than I am now.
I'm not saying that, Mike.
In fact,
can I say something?
Mike, I reached out to the theater because we're actually getting inquiries about Saturday night.
Right.
So I reached out to see, look, if we have maybe 10 extra pairs of tickets, we could actually get into the theater. God.
Now you got me all.
No, it's not paranoid. My thought
now
is
we're getting,
this.
People are asking for tickets for the sold out show.
Yes.
Right. More for Saturday night.
What
than,
I'm saying is that
Friday
it's going
night.
To be, it won't be a big deal if they see it two nights in a row. Make it a one night only thing. That's what I'm saying. I'm not saying they're not going to show.
You're thinking. Don't think. You know, do it for Friday night.
All right.
Do it for Friday.
Are we doing jet black or color?
Well, whatever he wants to do.
Oh, something fun. Something fun.
He sculpted his look and make your favorite and surprise us too. Do something unique. You know, make it whether the shape or it's your call. I don't care what you do.
Very cool.
It's
all right.
Fine.
All right.
But I think Friday night is
right. Friday night debut.
Wait,
yeah.
You know.
You don't want. Well, there's
Saturday
it.
Saturday night is Saturday night. We know what we're doing. We're having a lot of fun.
Absolutely. That's
would
true.
Would you
it's
let
be a chill
Carla
show.
Wax your beard?
No.
On Saturday night.
No.
She doesn't do that.
Oh, she doesn't.
And besides, as someone who has waxed his back numerous times, that hurts enough. I'm not pulling out facial hair. That would hurt.
Just curious.
By the way, I got back a back body rub with coffee grounds today.
This morning?
It was like a coffee scrub.
Oh.
They have all sorts of different
Did you get a caffeine rush?
I'm not saying this to promote her. I'm not saying this because we got the nice gift for Carla. I am saying this because it's true. I am all in. I am digging this because she is into it, and she's using me as a guinea pig, and I'm fine. She goes, your legs look like they're a little sun damaged. I'd like to, you put sunscreen on? I'd like to put this new body scrub on your legs. I'm like, she said, I'm in the shower, come in. I'm like, yeah, go ahead. I'll do it. I'm all in. And I got my third facial. I'm all into this. This is great. She loves it.
Sun damage, did that mean they just like discolored or like withered and ill?
Down here.
Ankles have sunspots on them.
There are men who are proud of the fact that when they get out of the car after making their trip from Iowa into Kentucky, when they come down here, when they get out of their car, like say mid-October, then they go back in the summer months, they never wear long pants. And I will tell you that there are guys that really kind of neglect the legs and, you know.
They have like ashy legs?
All sorts of different combos.
Oh, yeah, because you got
all
calves
sorts
exposed.
Of different combos.
All the hair is gone.
Sometimes there are that like little gribblies all over the
leg. That's not healthy. Yeah.
It's nasty. So I've become very leg focused. Mm-hmm. And she's helping me.
Are you taking care of yourself?
And you've always had great legs and beautiful feet.
Thank you.
Do you have strong calves? I actually never looked.
Yeah. He does.
I have strong calves. Yeah. It's the only muscle in my body that's strong.
Don't you have corpses, muscles that you put into your calves?
I have a cadaver ACL.
That's what it is. I'm sorry. I was confused.
Thank you for wearing the cowboy boots when I took a swing at a guy. Let's take a break. All right. I got back to that.
No, I'm just He's happy been to rebuilt. Have a, Meanwhile, I'm, there's I'm, a corpse limping.
I live close to the equator. It's good to have somebody who's a skin specialist. I'm very, very happy.
Mike, it's only a win-win for you.
That's right. You can't miss.
I'm totally into it. Yeah. I'm happy for her, you know. I do like a little ka-ching, ka-ching. You know.
Yeah, never hurts.
By the way. Yeah, a little something for the effort, okay? Maybe a sleeve of golf balls, Carly. You know, they are my listeners. Anyway, we'll take a break.
Mike,
and
to
we'll
be true, she's out right now waxing a sleeve of golf balls for you.
Yes, she is. Thank you. We'll take a break. Come back with more fun. We never heard about Oscar's Halloween party.
No, we didn't.
Very exciting. We will come back with him right after this. Okay. Listen up. O'Reilly here, and you're there, and you want to get in touch with TMOS. You don't know how. You're out of touch, right? Lazy, uninformed, not good people. Well, who's looking out for you? I am. I'm here at The Factor, and we can hook you up. You can always email the show at rob@michaelmerryshow.com. That's Rob, 2 B's, big head, not a good guy. The Yak Shack, anytime, 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. Leave a message. Be sexy if you want. Like, you know, I like voices. Talk slowly, ladies. You get my drift? Or P.O. Box 32101, Washington, D.C., 20007. Mail something like a letter or a parcel or a citizenship inquiry for Oscar. Hey. He's not from around here. We keep an eye on that one. Yeah. And be sure to keep an eye out for my new book, Killing Mike O'Mara. Yeah, the plot involves $1 margaritas and a kid named Pony. He's very thin, nervous guy. The Mike O'Mara Show, always available and always looking out for you. This is Bill O'Reilly, and I hate everything. Real guy coming on the show soon again.
Oh, yeah. Did you get the book?
Didn't get the book yet. I'll read this one.
You'll get it in the next day or so. We'll have him next week.
Also,
the Trump book, right? It's his Trump book?
Killing Trump or something?
Your network gear is coming down in FedEx.
I'm very excited. Lots of things going on down here. This is our time of year, baby. This is our time of year. It's go time.
Yes.
Bill O'Reilly in the next few days will be on the program to talk about Donald Trump. And there might be one of the most interesting interviews yet. Because, you know, when he's talking about George Washington, we don't really butt heads. He knows me. He knows what I'm all about. Of course. He's fine. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Harry's. Humans have been shaving for over 5,000 years. They've used all sorts of things. Shark teeth, copper razors. A great shave always comes down to one simple factor. Sharp, durable blades.
Factor.
And I'm here to tell you that Carla was going through the O'Mara bathroom and discovered a treasure trove of a separate basket that I had all my extra Harry's in.
Oh, wow.
And she organized it, and I found all this extra stuff. I've got two new cans of the fabulous shave gel.
Jealous.
A bunch of new blades. I was just about to order the blades.
Oh.
I love, love, love Harry's. Harry's doesn't add gimmicky features. They return to the essentials, quality and durability at a fair price. $2 a blade. Harry's is also super convenient. They have blade refills that are delivered directly to your door on your schedule with or without a subscription. I use Harry's hair gel. I use that too because they're always coming up with great new products at Harry's. Your satisfaction 100% guaranteed, and it's backed by a full refund. I never start my day without my Harry's, never. So be like me and join the 10 million who have tried Harry's. Claim your special trial offer by going to harrys.com/TMOS. Our listeners can redeem their Harry's trial set at harrys.com/TMOS. You get the weighted ergonomic handle with a firm grip, 5-blade razor with lubricating strip and trimmer blade, rich lathering shave gel with aloe for skin hydration, a travel blade cover to keep your razor dry on the go. So go to harrys.com/TMOS to start shaving better today. Yeah. Shake it out. Yeah, there we go. Yeah, I got him on the brain. It's going to be a different interview with Bill O'Reilly. Just because, I mean, he's been...
You called your shot.
He's known Donald Trump for years and years and years, and I want to have a really frank discussion and tell
fair
him
and balance,
block.
Mike.
I know he does like a million of those, but tell him to block an extra 10 if we can. Oscar Santana, yes. You are the only person that dressed up on Halloween. Rob boycotted Halloween this year, locked his house up, didn't even hand out candy. My friend Mark Silverstein, he's a guy, his kids have grown like Rob's, and he locked his house up. And by the way, I am not for that. I think you parents that do that, you ought to be out there supporting
for the rest
the
of the
other
kids.
The other kids that are not your own progeny.
That devil worship?
What are you doing? Do you hear about the guy, the Christian guy that was out on the street with the megaphone yelling at kids
was
the devil's holiday?
In Florida or in D.C.?
Might have been down here.
Okay.
Might have been a local story.
Yeah. And the weird thing is, it wasn't
exactly
either.
Exactly what it was.
The weather wasn't perfect here, Mike.
It wasn't even on Halloween. No. He's just yelling at kids in September. Devil!
Hey! Hey, Ted, what party did you go to?
So I went to our friend Dominique Foxworth's. It was more like a friends and family party. And there are a few different. So his wife, and really, I think it's traditional sometimes where, like, I remember seeing Foxworth on Friday day during the day at our M Street Studios. They had a photo shoot for ESPN there.
The day on Friday?
During the day on Friday.
When you say Friday day, it sounds like some sort of
Friday
event
daytime.
At the
daytime.
Elementary school.
And you went to the Halloween party thrown by former defensive back and talented NFL DB Dominique Foxworth, who is not only an accomplished football player, but also, is he not a Harvard Business School graduate?
Harvard MBA.
Yes.
Harvard MBA.
Yeah.
And he has a very big house with very wealthy, powerful friends.
Yes.
And Oscar Santana.
That's not the headline.
That's the house you went to. Well,
yes.
I think of him as, so that's the party you went to.
Yes,
right?
And I've been at, so that's, this is great. His wife is a great hostess. She always has one of the most fabulous parties
I've
ever been
to. Isn't she a lawyer or something like that?
She went to Harvard as well. Yeah. So,
there you go. All right.
Now,
good luck to their kids.
I would say that.
Jesus.
There have been parties there where I've been to, where I've seen, met executives and presidents of, different, CEOs of different companies. Large Fortune 50 companies, and there are parties when you go to this type of party and you get to just see friends. What I will say is this: over the years, and Mike, you probably remember this from the circles you traveled in when you
back in the 60s.
No, when you were here in DC,
your free love days, Mike.
And I don't know if this is the case. This is my and I haven't talked to Fox about this because it just was something that I feel like I noticed, is that as your star rises, as he's probably one of the premier faces on ESPN, your personal time, especially away from your kids, is probably it becomes more fleeting, where you're not traveling to New York. You're not traveling to Bristol. You're not going to Miami. You're not traveling around the country. So when you do have a chance to interact with your friends, you want to interact with your friends.
Yeah.
So, and by the way, the interaction is costume party, invitation goes out, They're like, yeah, you say, yes, Shannon and I are going. We thought it was on Saturday night. And during the day on Friday, I saw Fox and I was like, hey, yeah, I'll see you tomorrow night. And he goes, no, I think it's tonight. He goes, maybe I won't see you tomorrow night. And I said, in this entire 2 weeks, Shannon's like, Saturday night's the party. Saturday night's the party. So I'm like, all right, Saturday night's the party. Good to go. We would have shown.
Who screwed it up?
Well, my wife. I'll give her full credit. My wife.
My wife.
Yeah.
It would have been so great if he showed up in costume on the wrong night.
We would have.
Ding dong.
It's that interaction.
There's a movie floating around. I thought it was a costume ball. What's the movie I'm trying? Start the Revolution Without
Me. Yes.
And the king shows up. I thought it was a costume ball. And nobody's dressed.
So you hear about these mortifying stories, and you always wonder, who's so dumb to show up on the wrong day for an occasion?
All right, I have to stop you. Okay. Because I want to go back, and I want to check. Was there a formal invitation sent out?
Yes, these are formal.
Like a paper when they're through the mail?
No,
type
this
of
is
email?
E-vite? Like the papyrus email, the nice ones, the beautiful ones. That you're like, oh, this
an
is
e-vite?
A nice.
But an e-vite.
Yeah, an e-vite.
There,
an
is,
e-vite,
a,
yes.
There is a record, yes. A written record of the invite.
Yes. Which I shared with my wife on a screenshot and said, do we have the bandwidth to go to this? This looks like fun. I'd love to go to this. Let's go to this. Okay. And she said yes. So this has been and this is not a big party foul. It all worked out. But if we would have shown up on Saturday night dressed up as what is it? Jon Snow and the mother of dragons, Khaleesi.
Right.
I mean, if this interaction had not happened, I'm telling you, we would have been dressed on their doorstep wondering, oh, guess we're a little early for this party.
And it's not even on Halloween. Yes. It would have been like 3 days. It's All Souls Day that they're showing up.
So you worked it out and you got the word. Oh, it was off to the party.
It was the conversation at 2:30 p.m.
Oh,
and,
wow.
And like any grown man that, you know, he's not that necessarily in the loop. He's like, I'm almost positive it's tonight. I'm like, yeah. I was like, you know what? It is tonight. You're right. My apologies. We got costumes. We'll be there. I text my wife in a fury, right?
And you're ready. You're ready. You had your costumes all set.
But did you play it at all? Like, oh yeah, Friday, right? Of course. Bye.
It's like you were there. No, he's in front of me.
Oh,
he's face-to-face interaction.
See you Saturday.
Okay.
No, it's Friday.
It's Friday. It's there's the photographer. He needs you over here. Boom, go.
He's so scary busy, then you give him second thoughts about, really? I thought it was
It's complicated. Friday. The whole thing, yeah.
He's like, oh, no, I'm almost positive it's tonight, but I could be wrong.
Right.
So the photographer starts shooting, and I'm texting Shan tonight.
Get my sword tonight.
She goes,
what was her reaction? Did she?
She's like, tonight, WTF. I thought it was Saturday. This is a this is like a mental.
You think, here's why you screwed it up. This is why you both thought Saturday night is the normal night.
And we have
Halloween
a party, yeah.
Party. Mm-hmm. That's the way.
Except when Halloween lands on a Thursday, which we thought was rare for a Saturday party. Friday makes sense. It's the day after, Saturday.
All right, so well, hold on to that thought when we come back, because I want to find out not what you wore, but importantly what she
I'll send you a
picture.
And
how we do it. And I want to hear how the other half lives. I mean, that's pretty, because I'm really always fascinated.
Did he
we'll
play
take a
this
break
song?
No.
What's the Fox?
No, did not play.
With more on the Mike O'Mara Show. Cow goes moo. Let's get to know our friends at KCJJ. Tom Suter. He loves to play guitar. He was a member of the popular rock and roll group, the B-52s. Tom stands an impressive 7'2" in his bare feet. Tom loves to tinker in his workshop and is responsible for inventing the bottle cap, cocktail sauce, and the scotch tape dispenser. Tom is happily married now, but escorted Jill Clayburgh to the 1978 Oscars and got to third base. Tom studied baking for 9 years and made the wedding cake for many of Larry King's marriages. And Tom owns a magic stapler. But mostly, Tom is the general manager of radio station KCJJ, airing the Mike O'Mara Show since 2009. Thank you, Tom. And thank you, KCJJ.
1630 KCJJ.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Cornerstone. Listen to some wisdom from Cornerstone. Predicting the future is not easy, but when it comes to the housing market, things change dramatically. There are a few indicators and trends that can give you a fairly good idea of where things are headed. For example, a chief economist recently said that he believes the housing market is entering a golden period. And I quote,
We are in a very special environment for housing demand. For the first time since World War II, we have mortgage rates below 4%, while at the same time, the unemployment rate is below 4%. That's a golden period that will stimulate activity, and we expect sub 4% mortgage rates and sub 4% unemployment rates through at least the end of 2020. That's according to this economist. You don't want to be left out of this golden period. Home appreciation is up. Tappable home equity is at an all-time high. Rates are at record lows. Call my friend Mark Livingstone at Cornerstone First Financial. Dial 202-625-1221 or check the web at cornerstonefirst.com. Cornerstone First Financial. Personal attention from application to closing. Well, I'm glad. I get it. Everybody's made that kind of a mistake.
Have you ever done that?
It's embarrassing. I'm sure over the years at some point.
Okay, but
I've messed up.
I will give you,
I've never shown up somewhere.
I'll give you a pass on the digital timeline because if you didn't have a smartphone, you should show up on the wrong day because you don't, you have calendars, you have the written word, you don't all have this wonderful thing in your pocket that says this is the actual day that's going to happen. So if you've done that in the past, I'm going to give you a pass. I had our friend Chris that we have here at the show, not Hey Freights, but Chris Jones.
Yeah.
He said that
made up name.
No, it's a friend's name.
I'm kidding.
You've actually met him.
I know.
He said, I showed up to a wedding a week late one time, but this was in the
oh my God.
To a friend's wedding a week late.
Yeah.
But this was before smartphones were around. I was like, I get that. But digital days, no.
And you know what?
No.
When you're not plugged in 100% to the people that he hangs out with, Fox.
Yes.
You're one of his outlier friends.
Oh,
right?
I'm an outlier. I'm Pluto.
You're not in the neighborhood.
Yes.
So but you make it and you show up. And what time did you have to be there on Friday night?
8 p.m.
8 p.m. And I see you sent me the picture.
Yes.
I love this picture.
It's great.
By the way, your wife is a beautiful
blonde. She's gorgeous.
Yes.
Gorgeous.
She really looks
great
committed. With the wig.
She committed to the Khaleesi
wig. The Khaleesi wig is just phenomenal. I think that's a great, great look. And you wore the Jon Snow. You're perfect with the black beard. This is good. Did you guys get a good response on your...
Yes. It was. But it also looked like we were dressed up for Comic-Con, but we weren't the only ones. Because if you go, I guess as you get older, we talked about this earlier, like, are they going to commit? Are we going to be the ones that are overdressed? Like, did we look like we went to Comic-Con?
Right.
Like, is this too serious? No.
Right.
People had fantastic costumes. And a party like this, and what I sent the guys is a picture or a gift that was created from the photo booth. They have a photo booth. They do all... It's nuts. It's just.
But Mike, it wasn't for the party. They just have one.
No. They got it for the party.
Okay.
How was the food?
Food's fantastic.
Thank you.
Food
I've been
fantastic.
Chomping.
Sorry.
You
know, I'm just curious.
Glorious kitchen. Something you would see in
shrimp is so big.
In a magazine.
Right. It took two bites.
Like Architectural Digest.
Catered.
Yes,
do they have people serving?
Yeah. Well, no, they didn't. It wasn't like a cocktail party type. It was just like a buffet, but
right.
In
he's
the kitchen.
He's not a big hoocher.
No,
right?
No. Drink. I don't think he drinks still, if I'm not mistaken. He may a little now, but not necessarily anything that I
know. Why doesn't he know what night the party is?
And then, you know, the bar are your staples. Like, it's soup. It is what you would do, I think.
Pumpkin-shaped cookies?
Had that type of setup. That type of setup.
Any like novelty Halloween novelty food, like shaped cookies or anything like that?
No, Arthur. For the food, Arthur.
They had a donut bar, though. A donut bar with these like cartoon-sized donuts, cartoon-sized for the desserts, which was pretty cool. Yeah.
Wow. Hey, you have been to the house many, many times.
Yes.
So do you now bump into people that you remember that
oh,
come
yeah,
to
that's
so, social
so,
gatherings?
I'm lucky that I have a close relationship with his cousin and his brother and family members and sister-in-law. Right. So that is nice.
You've traveled to Vegas with these
guys. Yeah. Yes. Right. And okay. I've known them for almost 15 years now. So and Ashley and Dominique around that same period they've been together. Mm-hmm. And so it's nice to see. What I thought was fascinating is that the costumes, like you think we're creative, like some of the costumes were just group costumes. So they had like five people wearing like a Bring It On.
They do that down here.
Which was just cool. And I hadn't seen that in a while where it's like a huge group of friends doing this. Did you do you not like that?
You know, huh?
Do you not like
that? I associate it with a party we don't go to anymore.
Oh, okay.
The people that won were from our neighborhood. They went as the Beverly Hillbillies.
Okay.
Was it a stretch?
Yeah. Jethro was a stretch. It was the judge.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant because
Jethro if he hung out of that donut bar for a while.
I don't know. I don't. I guess I don't have enough friends that would, even. I just. When I see somebody coordinate like a like kind of a deep cut costume.
When we went to that once or twice and realized that there were all group costumes for lifelong friends from both the Midwest and down here, and that just cemented the fact that we don't know anybody, that we're just not connected.
And it also redoubled, if you have to rely on others to be part of your costume, you're really spending too much time on Halloween.
Well, they're already planning next year.
Of course they are.
They get into it. They do. Hey, I'm more power to them. It's fun.
It makes them happy.
I hope they do the cast of Ally McBeal.
big fun. It's, so the real, they had families that showed up, like friends that live in the neighborhood.
No, family members. Family members.
Oh, family members. Okay.
Members.
What was the best group costume that you saw?
I would say the best one was the Bring It On, where the guys and the girls all, like, the girls had the cheerleader outfits on from the two different schools, but they looked authentic, like legit costumes. I was like, all right, this is strong. All right.
Wealthy people, professional athletes. I'm sure there were some.
I'm sure there was, Mike. I'll care not to comment. But a good-looking crew, a younger crew, and as he gets older and his star rises, this circle of friends gets tighter because it was an intimate gathering, but fun and great music and everything you could ever want.
That's cool.
It was just nice to hang outside of work for once.
Well, I think your costume looked really, really
good. I do too. And Shannon as well.
And if you look closely, Shannon has angel wings on and a little angel
halo.
A halo.
Because Khaleesi bought the farm.
Yes. And if you remember.
Spoiler alert!
Please, if you haven't seen it, it's on you. What we're reenacting is me playing with the sword, trying to get at Khaleesi, but because she's turned into an angel.
I like you. Yes. There's one of the three shots where you're really mugging, and that's my favorite.
That might have been.
If Shannon dyed her hair blonde, she'd be fine. There are women that can
pull
that off.
She used to have
up.
Blonde hair when I think we first started dating.
Mm.
Really?
Yeah.
She's a beautiful blonde. Very, very nice.
And I think Oscar would look good as a blonde as well.
You would too. I think you would.
Like Guy Fieri.
Demolition Man.
Right. Absolutely. That's wonderful. Well, that's good. I'm glad you had a great time. And, did you do anything at all or did you just stay at home?
No, stayed at home.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
That's all right.
Group costumes, like they're fun if you have a group.
Right. One of these years when we do, maybe we'll do our belated Halloween party. Maybe we'll do it. One of these years, maybe we'll do a formal Halloween party.
I would like that.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll do one. If it doesn't interfere with anything else, maybe we'll go early instead of late for our live.
Look at that.
Yes, it could happen. That's right.
That's fun.
Maybe it'll happen next year.
Mm.
What do you think about that? I just thought of that now.
I mean, we haven't really even
discussed 2020 at all.
No.
So who knows?
It was a great show.
That's good. Thank you very much. We'll take a break and we will come back with news you may not need right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. All right, we're going to play a game. I need to know why you don't subscribe to the Bonus Show. Too expensive? Wrong. It only costs pennies a day, less than your daily latte. Bore on the floor. It's like the regular show? Wrong. It's 60 uninterrupted minutes without commercials and without censorship, so you'll hear words like shit, fuck, sucker, asshole, and piss used as a verb. Bore on the floor, and you'll stay on the floor, my little piggy, until you go to MikeOMeraShow.com and subscribe to the TMOS Bonus Show. Support the boys, and oink, little piggies, grunt for me. Oink, 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 piggies. Now f*** off and call my helicopter. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Boy, you play that, I expect the whole jingle. I really do. That's so weird.
I love that. It's one of my all-time favorite jingles.
Congratulations to Zappos on their 20th birthday. That means 20 years of the absolute best customer service and a selection that is unmatched. Happy birthday, Zappos. Let's have a clown, yes?
Yes.
We bring clown in, no?
Yes, clown, yes.
Oh, yes, yes. Thanks to over 1,000 trusted brand names, Zappos.com is able to help millions of customers create a long-lasting wardrobe that they love. We are excited to continue this wonderful partnership with Zappos, and we celebrate with our return to Las Vegas for our 10th anniversary, Yay Us, hosted by our friends at Zappos. Our partnership is built on listener support, whether it's footwear, outerwear, anywhere. Basically, if you wear it, Get it at Zappos. We just ask that you support us both by accessing Zappos through our website. Just click the banner. As always, Zappos.com provides fast, free shipping, free and easy returns, 24/7 friendly customer service, and a 365-day return policy. Thanks to Zappos.com, there's never been a better time to look your best. Thank you, Zappos. See you in Vegas. 10 days. Hello.
Mike, may I give you something, presto requesto?
Yes, yes, absolutely. Power 105 WABA, starting 20 minutes of your favorite music. I've got to do it again. I blew it. Because I know I'm longer there.
It is one of my all-time favorite.
Send that along to me. I'd love that.
That top hour.
Let's try it one more time, okay? Hey, it looks like it's going to be the chilly kickoff. Great weather for this weekend. You got me for another hour. I'm Mike O'Mara. Thanks for joining me. Love that jingle.
Love
that jingle. Oh, I got to play my opening.
News.
Ooh.
Shia LaBeouf. He recently won an award for his new autobiographical movie, Honey Boy.
Hey, Honey Boy. He's still acting.
By the way, that was my name during the 70s, Honey Boy. I worked with a band. During the acceptance speech, he thanked the cop who arrested him 2 years ago for public drunkenness. If you don't remember, in July of 2017, Shia flipped out after someone refused to give him a cigarette. He shouted profanities and got aggressive with the police. He said things to the cops like, quote, "I've got more millionaire lawyers than you know what to do with, you stupid bitch." And he also made racial comments. At the award show, he said, quote, "I want to thank the police officer who arrested me in Georgia for changing my life." He also thanked his therapist and his sponsor for saving his life, and he thanked his parents for giving him life. Okay.
Now, all right, good luck with him. Correct me if I'm wrong, he played young Indiana Jones in Crystal Skull, right?
Correct.
So he really had a ticket to take over one of the greatest franchises, and he just totally blew it.
Transformers.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right.
Indiana Jones, it's the tale of fame. At such a young age, it consumes someone.
Yeah, and probably, I think a really troubled childhood, too. A lot of kids that get into that, you know, the parents are using it as a meal ticket. It never really works out that well. Say what you want about President Trump, but he's made sports team visits to the White House far more entertaining than they used to be. The Nationals were there celebrating their World Series win yesterday. Things got super weird.
Oh, no.
Super
weird. What happened?
Between Trump and Nationals catcher Kurt Suzuki, Kurt put on a MAGA hat, and Trump got so excited, he went for a hug from behind and shouted, quote, "I love him. Oh." And, man, was it awkward. Suzuki had his arms raised, and Trump's hands went right to his chest for a man-on-man hand brawl.
You know, it's a hug from behind.
Old guys trying to hug.
A hug from behind is almost never appropriate.
Does it not scream that this guy needs, and this is not political, this is sheer psychology.
Right.
He needs every type of reassurance that he's the man.
Yeah, he does. It's weird. Look, I don't care what to... I am so over this.
Yeah, right?
I think the country is so over this. I think this is it. I don't know if the country's going to be motivated to get out to the polls or
they might be.
I think underestimate this country.
Did he give them fast food? I haven't seen that in any of the outlets.
I don't know, but I'm so the whole game, and you just see him and it's awkward. It's weird. Speaking of sports, the Cleveland Browns came into this season with a ton of hype, but they have been a dumpster fire right from the beginning. I mean, really, this is a classic example of bringing the talent and then you don't have the people to manage it. Yep. It's horrible. The Browns are clearly willing to tolerate a lot of losing, but there's something they won't accept. Their own players threatening their sadly devoted fan base. Safety Jermaine Whitehead. This guy is a dick of dicks. He went on Twitter after Sunday's game and caught Browns fans ripping him for lack of effort. He couldn't tackle. He was terrible at tackling, and he lost his mind. He immediately started rage tweeting at the fans, calling them racial slurs and threatening to kill them. 15 minutes later, Whitehead's account was suspended. The Browns released a statement saying they didn't condone that type of language or behavior, and they weren't playing around. Yesterday, they announced that they cut him. So, hope you enjoyed that. You know, it's just some of these guys, we forget the age of these men. These men are still, you know, just out of school, and a lot of them just can't control their emotions.
And Pony, the other day, he started rage tweeting after the show, and I'm just like, horrible. Dude, cool it.
Absolutely horrible.
I don't want to stop.
Boy, I would have been. I mean, when I was in my 20s,
the rage.
When I was in my, I would have been a rage tweeter. Like,
oh God, oh, yeah. I know.
I know. No one saw the new Terminator movie except for Oscar.
Yes,
but we all saw the old ones. This is basically how their apocalypse starts. There's a company in Russia called Promobot that is making robot clones of real people.
Fantastic.
Mm.
Promobot. Seriously, they can make a robot that looks pretty realistic, like anyone. And the robots also have an artificial intelligence system that allows them to talk and interact, too.
In Russia, robot sounds like you.
There we go. We will make giant replica of you to talk for $20,000 to $50,000.
Oh, God.
That's how much they're going to cost, depending on how detailed you want them.
I want a vague robot. Can you bring it in for under $20,000?
The company said it's already gotten a few orders. Well, good for them. We got plenty of people want to have robots. You know,
I like
you
it
know
it's when robots suck. Look like robots, not when they look like humans.
What about like the Hall of the Presidents? You don't go for that? Like when they look just like Mr. Lincoln?
I need them to look like Chuck E. Cheese.
What about the fact that Russia can't even make a decent car?
Yeah, that's a problem.
Right?
Well, use the robot to drive the car. That way, if it wrecks, no big deal.
There we go. Here's something to make air travel even more unpleasant for you than it already is. A new study, we've heard this before, but now they're a little more detailed on it. They found that you really shouldn't go anywhere near the water on an airplane.
Ooh.
The researchers found that only 3 of the 11 major airlines in this country have water on board their planes that's safe to drink. 3 of 11. The 3 are, this is going to be good for them. Alaska Airlines, they're always on a high list of things. Allegiant, remember all the crap Allegiant got?
Yes.
They got good drinking water. And Hawaiian Airlines, the 2 airlines with the worst water. See you in Vegas, everybody. JetBlue and Spirit.
Oh, I was going to guess Delta.
No, but Delta's not on the list of the good ones. They all serve bottled water to drink, but that's not the only time you come in contact with water on a flight. So the people behind the study say that you should avoid drinking the coffee or tea on board.
Ooh.
Yeah.
And instead of washing your hands in the airport, the airplane bathroom, use hand sanitizer.
It's so bad you shouldn't even wash with it?
You shouldn't even wash with the water.
Gross.
I will be taking that to heart.
Because the last time I flew United, I used the water from the but I wiped my hands on the flight attendants. I don't know if that's good or not.
Mr. Speedway.
From behind.
The male.
You're groping me from behind.
Male flight attendants.
Now a little something-something, music fans.
Yes.
Time to come to terms with the fact that Robert Plant is just too old to rock and roll.
Yeah.
In a recent interview, he admitted that he can't even relate to Stairway to Heaven. He can't do it anymore. For the record, he considers it a good song with, quote, very, very good musical construction. It's the lyrics that turn him off. He says, quote, lyrically now I can't relate to it because it was so long ago. I would have no intention ever to write along those abstract lines anymore. I look at it and I tip my hat to it and I think there are parts of it that are incredible. The way that Jimmy Page took the music through and the way that the drums almost climaxed and then continued, it's a very beautiful piece. But lyrically now and even vocally, I go, I'm not sure about that. Well, let me just say congratulations to Robert Plant for doing something the rest of us did 30 years ago. Hating Stairway to Heaven. Thank you. Thank you very much. Yeah. The first song, wouldn't you agree, Rob, that the that classic rock stations destroyed?
Yeah, it's in
Stairway to Heaven.
That
right?
And Layla right on its heels. Those are the
absolutely.
Two.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So long. Thanks, Bob. Bob Plant, everybody.
Bob Plant. That
Bobby
plant
Plant.
Is, that plant is withered.
Yeah. We'll take a break. Come back with the Audio Vault right here on the Mike O'Meara Show.
Hey, it's Angie with the Oh My Golf Show with a new episode out now. And we've got your Halloween recap and a major costume malfunction. And Oh My Golf, can you believe they let me cover the World Series? I don't even know anything about baseball. And an unbelievable story about one of the last World War II veterans. Mike, you fought in Korea, right? Subscribe to the Oh My Golf Show now on YouTube, Facebook, or Apple Podcasts.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show.
That's almost like a Paul Schaefer reaction.
This portion of the program brought to you by our bonus packages. Hey, boy, are you dumb.
What?
You sit around all night snorting your quarter collection by state... What?
You know, the state quarter.
The state quarter.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. You sit around all night long sorting your quarter collection by state, bored out of your mind. Now I figured it out. hoping. Let me start again.
Okay.
Hi, everybody. This section. Hi, everybody.
You want to jingle into it?
Yeah.
All right. Here we go.
Give me the good jingle.
Yeah, of course. Yeah,
the good ones. Before, okay. Hey, get ready for the final segment of the Mike O'Meara Show with Rob's Audio Vault, everybody. This segment of the program brought to you by the bonus packages. Hey, nice. Boy, are you dumb. You sit around all night sorting your quarter collection by state, bored out of your mind, hoping the girl you dreams will come in and take your breath away, then make sweet love to you, give you a roll of uncirculated Montana quarters as a reward. Wise up, chump. It ain't happening. If you want to feel something like pleasure, use a few of those quarters to buy the TMOS bonus show. It gives you a laugh time relief every week, bitch. It's available 24 hours a day. The bonus show will make you tingle with Mike, Oscar, Rob, Maddie, and JC Hayward. I'm sorry, Pony. It's a commercial-free, unscripted, no-holds-barred sixth episode of TMOS. Just click the banner on our website and you'll get access to all of our bonus content and you'll be helping the show. The TMOS bonus show brought to you by Hot Shops. Hot Shops, serving tasty treats since 1927, and they're priced right. Stop by for a Mighty Mo Burger, some hot fudge ice cream cake, and an orange freeze. Or how about a teen twist, which was, so help me, a ham and cheese sandwich with tartar sauce. It's no wonder they shut down in 1999. Was a teen twist. Really?
Ham and cheese with tartar sauce. Yeah, it's disgusting. It was served on a twisty roll. That was the gimmick.
Hot Shops, run by Marriott, a company that once hired Sam Huff on purpose. Duh. That's it. Now let's open up the audio ball. Hot Shops.
Get the Mighty Mo, Mike.
Thank you very much. All right. Appreciate it.
You know, he turned 50 yesterday, and he celebrated by starting an account on Instagram. I'm talking, of course, about Matthew McConaughey.
This is my first venture into sharing myself and my views with the world.
Okay, so far he's making sense, right?
I like this.
Yeah.
All right.
Hold on tight.
And I'm a little bit nervous about it because, quite frankly, I know I want to have a monologue. I'm not sure I want to have the dialogue. But I've learned that you got to have the dialogue to have the monologue, just as you have to have a monologue to have the dialogue. So I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to sharing who I am with you. I'm looking forward to seeing if who I am translates, if what I want to share translates. Let's have some fun with it, though, and let's keep the high eye, not the low eye.
Let's keep the high eye.
I like that.
Keep the high eye. That's very McConaughey.
Like it is. It know? Is.
How By the long way, before we get to our letters today, we'll do that tomorrow.
I was wondering.
On the show.
I was like,
I
that,
we got busy.
Remember.
Sorry.
How long before McConaughey is just putting up pictures of his dinner?
Hey, all right. Welcome to my Instagram account here. Is it Instagram that he went on?
Yeah, Instagram. Yeah.
And he's going to be teaching that section on film, if I'm not mistaken, right?
That's right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wow. He's already taught it once. I think he does it every now and then.
All right, there you go.
All right, everybody, take a look at my picture here. I got a big old plate of carrot slaw. How about that? Yeah, I hope you enjoy that.
Hey, you want a teen twist?
Yeah, teen twist. That's a ham and cheese sandwich with tartar sauce.
Do you think the Giants loss last night had anything to do with the black cat that ran out on the field?
Oh, my God.
The black cat on the field was one of the fun. And then they asked the bed where they took the camera off it. I have no idea why for just a minute. But then they saved it. They went back to it, and they got the cat leaving the stadium. It was
a chubby black cat.
By the way, is it Booger McFarland?
Yes.
Is that the guy's name?
Yes.
But my new favorite color guy, I think he's fantastic.
Well, Mike, we might change that.
He's the best.
We might change that because the TV coverage of the cat was okay.
Right.
But Westwood One's Kevin Harlan did a play-by-play of the cat on radio.
Oh, okay.
That's much better.
Look, as much as I like Booger McFarland, both of the announcers could have done a better job. But what made me laugh was Booger loved the cat. He was laughing at the cat, which means he enjoys all that. So there's a guy that actually did
this
the play-by-play.
Is Westwood One's Kevin Harlan.
A black cat is running from the 20 to the near side, the 10. From the 39 in Dallas, here's a short throw down the middle, caught by Ingram. Caught at the 35, went to the 30. Now the cat running the other way. And so is Ingram at the 30 to the 25, to the 24-yard line. It's a catch and run of 15. Now the cat is stopped at the 50. They've stopped play, and the players with hands on hips are watching the cat run and zigzag all over the field. Now he's at the 5. He's walking to the three. State troopers come on the field, and the cat runs into the end zone. That is a touchdown. And the cat is elusive, which now climbs up into the stands, and the fans are running for their life. Now it goes back on the field again, and it runs up the tunnel.
I tell you, he's the best. He's great.
Fantastic.
That's great.
Give that man a contract.
That's fantastic. And he covered the game in between before the cat. The cat was, by the way, when the Giants were kind of rallying at that point, and I guarantee you, I'm like every Giants fan that went, well, there it is.
That's it.
By the way, done. And because the announcers, the announcers on ESPN said, I'm not sure which team this will affect. I'm like, hello, I can tell you. Hello, Big Blue. I know what team it's going to affect. Thank you.
Mike, let's close today's Audio Vault with a new award. You know, I sometimes like to hand out awards, and today's award is the Mike O'Mara Show Lady of the Day.
Oh, excellent. I can't wait.
Her name is Kids Bop Karen. She was burning up the internet yesterday because a gentleman nearly hit her car, allegedly, that had her kids in it. And in traffic at a stoplight, she got out of her car, came up to this other car, and started yelling at them through their open window. All they wanted to do was apologize to the lady, but she wasn't having any of it. But the amazing thing is she had left her kids unattended in the car.
Rage.
Oh, but man. Why is she called Kids Bop Karen? Listen and see.
Yeah, I know it's my fault. That's why I'm saying sorry.
She thinks it's cute that her driver almost hit my kids, and she thinks she needs to take a video of it instead of apologizing like a steak.
So stopping in the middle of the road is going to help?
You being a bitch is going to help?
Oh, I didn't say anything.
I don't know. Calm down. Calm down.
It's okay, I'm sorry.
He apologized.
It's my fault.
He apologized.
Yeah, I know. It's
and you know what? That didn't upset me. But the bitch ass hoe that told me to calm down? What I'd like you to do is apologize instead of being a bitch.
You're calling me, sorry, but you're calling me a bitch. So set an example.
I'm sorry. My kids can't hear me calling you a bitch.
Your window's open.
They can't hear me because they're listening to Kids Bop.
Kids Bop.
So here's my new favorite motto.
My kids can't hear me because they're listening to Kids Bop.
And you want to know who the TMOS Lady of the Day is? It's Kids Bop Karen.
My kids can't hear me because they're listening to Kids Bop.
They're listening to Kids Bop. So there you have it. That's your Magic Audio Vault. Have a
kids
good
Bop. Kids Bop.
Tuesday,
Kids Bop
everybody.
Karen.
Painful.
That's
a
right.
Yeah.
People, stay my in your God. Car. Come on now. They're going to videotape you. Everything's on camera, though.
Bitch
Come
ass
on,
ho.
Lady.
Hey, Michael.
Come on, Michael. Stop with the road rage already. Come on. That's it. We got to get out of here. Hey, we're 10 days away from Las Vegas.
10 days.
We are excited about that. We will see you out there. And if you happen to be in the neighborhood, come by and, you know, hang out outside. Maybe you'll bump into somebody, you know.
Yeah.
That's it. Fantastic.
Maybe Karen will be there.
Yeah, maybe I'll buy you a Teen Twist at the Hot Shop.
Extra tartar sauce.
For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeO'MaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
My kids can't hear me because they're listening to Kids Bop.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
I can pull a better cartoon out of my ear. Hey, whoa! Wasn't that great, kids?
I want you not to go too far.
I'm just beginning.
Bow to your sensei.
Bow to your sensei!